Okay, so the presentation that I want to talk about today is basically using GIS, so, and I'll talk a little bit more about what that is as I go forward. First of all, I have no financial relationships or anything to disclose. I work for Nurses for Newborns Foundation. We're a nonprofit agency based out of St. Louis, Missouri. We also have a location in Nashville, Tennessee. We serve over 3,000, almost 4,000 infants a year out of both sites. Our primary mission is to be a safety net to reduce infant mortality and child abuse and neglect. And we accomplish this through nurse home visits and providing education, positive parenting skills, and referral to resources. Our organization uses a customized electronic medical record that's built by us for us. And we've been using this software for almost 20 years, I guess. We use it to enter and track all of our information for our clients. It uses utilize remote technology so that the nurses don't have to be connected to the internet and they can collect the information and upload it later. Has error checking and validation built in to help us clean our data, web-based reports, and we use it to do, track all of our employees as well. And as you can imagine, it significantly reduces our cost associated with serving our clients. Briefly, before I get into GIS, this is just a slide to show that our technology is helping us improve our outcomes. We had some analyses that were done by Melissa Johnson Reed at the School of Social Work at Washington University, showing that Nurses for Newborns clients had lower incidence of child abuse and neglect, and when compared to matched cases, and they also had lower rates of placement into foster care. So that's kind of our goal, is to achieve these outcomes. And then what I'm going to focus on is how we are also able to use GIS to kind of describe our population as well. And just briefly, all of the clients that are visited, all the visits take place in the client's home. The nurses have laptops that they're taking into the home, as you saw in the earlier slide, and they're entering the addresses for the clients. We can store multiple addresses for each client. Our clients move around a lot, sometimes 6-7 times in a year, and so we're able to track that information in our system. Just kind of some background on GIS. There's actually three kinds of data, but for my purposes, I'm just going to describe two kinds, and that's points and polygons. And I've just tried to give us some background on the data, the way that you can represent information. Points, pretty straightforward. It's one single point on Earth. An address is a good example, and I've given some examples down here on the left for that. And then polygons are basically an area. It could be a census tract, could be a zip code. And in that situation, you're going to use a summary information. So you might use average household income or total cases visited would be an example of how to represent data using a polygon. Just briefly, the Missouri geography, for those of you not familiar with Missouri, it's kind of where our state sits in the middle of the country. And we, my slides and my presentation is going to focus on St. Louis City and St. Louis County, highlighted there. St. Louis City is the, St. Louis County is the larger portion here. And then St. Louis City is the smaller portion to the right. And then I didn't put it on the map, but basically the Mississippi River runs along the right-hand side of this image. So this is just an example of how we've used zip code data to show our clients how the level of visits that our clients have received. As you can see, we focus a lot in the northern areas of the city and county, and then kind of the southern portion. That's where the greatest levels of need and risk are for St. Louis City and county. So this is just one way to kind of demonstrate how we use GIS to look at client volume. This map basically shows right here just a base map. One of the things I think it's really fascinating with GIS is the ability to have layers. So you can have one layer and then have another layer and so on and so forth. And so one image is able to demonstrate quite a bit of information. And this is just showing our where our clients were visited, kind of a distribution here, again, in the northern and the southern areas, kind of in the center portion of the map here is typically kind of our more well-to-do communities, suburbs, and so you can see we're kind of spread at the upper and lower portions of this map. And this is just another way to show volume. So again, going back to the layers concept, the bigger circles means that they received more visits. And there's a lot of points on here, so it's a little bit hard to tell, but just another way to demonstrate volume, location, and have those both on the same map. So here I'm using poverty data from the census. So that's the other nice thing about GIS is I can use my data, but then I can also correlate that with information from the census. And here the darker areas represent a higher population of children less than 5 years who are living below the poverty line. And so one of the things that we try to do at Nurses for Newborns, especially when we're writing grants and doing needs assessments, is we want to demonstrate, hopefully, that we are serving the highest risk population. And one of the things that GIS helps us do is what we'd like to see is a high degree of overlap between the darkest areas on this map and where our points end up. And by doing that, we can show to funders, rather than just telling a funder with text or in a narrative portion, we can actually show funders that here's data from the census. This is objective data. We didn't create this data. And then here's also objective data, simply where our clients are living. And we can kind of show in a very unbiased fashion that we have a pretty high degree of overlap between where the highest risk clients might be and then where we're conducting our visits. A lot of the other programs, home visitation programs around the country, have more strict enrollment criteria. And at Nurses for Newborns, we're a nonprofit, and we bill ourselves more as a safety net. And so we are taking people, we don't charge our clients for any visits, and sometimes we might get clients that weren't eligible for another program, and we try to visit everybody that comes to us that needs our services. So this is just another map here. What I did was basically just the city and county are displayed here. And we have federally qualified healthcare centers. I plotted the locations of those centers on the map. And with the GIS software, you can tell it to create a buffer zone or a circle around each point. And here we, I took a, basically a 1 mile buffer, and I wanted to look at children that were not current, our clients that were not current on their immunizations, and look and see what kind of overlap there was. And there are while there are some clients kind of within that buffer zone for each of the clinics, you can see a lot of the clients that are not current on their immunizations fall outside these clinic zones. And especially in the county, you can see most of the clinics are clustered in the city, which, you know, there's a need for that, and so that's fine. But you can also see that in the North County portion of the map, there's really only one clinic, and there's a lot of clients that are not really, the clinic is not accessible to them. Either from walking or public transportation. And we find that a lot with our clients that they may know that they're not current, their babies are not current on their shots, but they have to figure out a way to get to the clinic. They have to find a ride. They have to get the bus. And they have multiple competing demands sometimes that make it difficult to do that. Whoops, that looks like I have a duplicate. Sorry. So, and then here is... Here is another slide. This slide is the base layer, as I would call it here, are number of females over the age of three that are not in school. And the darker areas, again, in the northern county portion of this map. And what I was interested in is now we do the ages and stages questionnaire with all of our clients. And so I decided to plot all the clients that were not meeting their developmental goals for the 4 month ages and stages questionnaire. And I was just curious to see if there would be any overlap between the babies who are not meeting their developmental milestones, and perhaps the education level of the mothers. And so here, the ASQ is kind of divided into several domains. There's gross motor, fine motor, communication, and a couple of others. And here, the green squares, hopefully you can see them, are showing the there was three people that were not meeting their criteria. And then added in gross motor, so these babies were not meeting criteria on the gross motor developmental screen. And then the fine motor screen is the blue triangles. And again, you see a clustering kind of up near the northern portion of the map showing that a lot of the babies that are kind of in the darker areas are not meeting their targets. And it's definitely not a one-to-one correlation, but when we're trying to communicate to funders and we're trying to educate our funders about the need for our services, it's a really helpful way for us to do that. So one of the things, my background's in statistics, so one of the things that I'm also really interested in is there's a whole field of spatial statistics around GIS. It's very complex. I'm still learning a lot about it, but it's very interesting to me of how you can use statistics to kind of put some more power behind your presentation. And so this is looking at all the babies that were born low birth weight for our population. And it's called a hotspot analysis or a cluster analysis. And basically, the darker areas indicate either high, statistically significant high levels of clustering for the red, and the blue areas are statistically significant low levels of clustering. And so what this means is that in the red areas, the points are much closer together of all the babies that were born low birth weight. And it's greater than 2 standard deviations, which is statistically significant. And then in the blue areas, you have the points were more dispersed, so they weren't as close together, and that would indicate lower levels of clustering. And so that's basically what this map is saying. I really haven't delved into this type of analysis as much yet, but I'm very interested in it going forward. And so, in summary, GIS technology is helping public health present data in new ways. I find that a lot of people like tables, some people like bar charts, and some people hate those, and so they like to see the maps, and that's very helpful for us to present data in a variety of different ways. Bringing data to life, as I like to say, especially if you're familiar with the geography of our state, our legislature and folks, they're able to see where our visits are taking place. We're a nonprofit. We're able to get this software at a very, very deep discount, and other nonprofits can as well. And finally, we hope that the technology is helping us to inform our service delivery and improve outcomes overall. That's all I have.
Thank you very much.